everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
Wait!
What?
You're not going to eat that, are you?
I was going to, but if you want it, you can have it.
No way. I'm not eating that. It was on the floor.
It's fine. I picked it up before 5 seconds were over. 我五秒之前就捡起来，当然可以吃啊。
I think I need to teach you something about the 5 second rule, Elsie.
5 second rule? 五秒定律。Is there something I don't know?
I think so. Good thing our article today is about the 5 second rule. I think we should get started before you eat anything else.
All right.
Should you eat food off the floor?
A piece of food falls on the floor. You quickly pick up the food in 5 seconds and eat it. The 5 second rule says the food is safe to eat, right? Well, the rule is not completely true. Bacteria can get on food right away when it drops on the floor. Also, bacteria get on wet foods like watermelon faster. The surface of the ground also matters. Studies show bacteria move quickly from surfaces like tiles. Bacteria are all around us, so it's better to be safe than sorry. When food touches the floor next time, put it in the trash, not your stomach.
Word power!
Second. Second. Billy can eat a hot dog in 30 seconds. Billy can eat a hot dog in 30 seconds. Like. Sports like baseball and basketball are popular in Taiwan. Sports like baseball and basketball are popular in Taiwan. Study. The doctors did a study on mice to test their new medicine. The doctors did a study on mice to test their new medicine. Stomach. I ate something bad, and now my stomach hurts. I ate something bad, and now my stomach hurts.
So today's article begins by saying, a piece of food falls on the floor.
今天文章一开始提到呢，一块食物掉在地上。那 food 这个字呢，总称食物，是一个不可数名词哦。一块食物呢，我们就需要单位来帮助啦。我们用 piece, a piece of food。
我们有请 Matchbox 的讲师为我们讲解食物的单位量词。
Magic box, 找亮点。
I have a pen. I have an apple. Apple pen. Hello, everyone. 我就是当今最火红的 P 口太郎。这首传唱多时的 PPAP， 相信各位同学一定也朗朗上口。英文就是这么简单，你看看中文里面我们很难哦，有一个一串一颗一本一条各种量词。英文里面呢，只要用 A 遇到开头呢，我们就换成 AN a pen。An apple 就是这么简单，错。英文里面呢也是有各式各样的量词的。今天呢，我们就要来看看食物的量词怎么量。我们呢马上就来看看呢，你早餐都吃些什么？像我呢，通常我都吃面包 ，bread。bread 怎么讲呢 ？A bread 一个面包就这么简单啊？你以为啊，像大蒜面包或是法国面包那种一长条的，我们呢会说 a loaf of bread 一条面包 ，a loaf of bread。那呢，只吃面包呢，感觉好像很单调。你呢可以搭配一点火腿，火腿怎么讲 ？A ham。你吃一整个火腿吗 ？No， 一片火腿，一片火腿怎么说？ A slice of ham. A slice of ham. Slice 呢就是一片一片的、哦。那呢你也可以说呢 A slice of toast 或是呢 A slice of cheese 一片吐司呢或是一片 cheese 那呢有人早餐呢除了吃面包之外有人喜欢吃麦片 Cereal A cereal 你早餐呢只吃一颗麦片只吃一片麦片吗那也太可怜了吧所以呢我们说 A box of cereal 一盒麦片哦盒子 box 呢就是箱子那呢我们可以说一盒什么东西 A box of 什么东西就是呢一箱或是一盒那呢台湾人喜欢的早餐口味呢除了 cereal 除了面包呢当然还很喜欢吃鲔鱼对不对鲔鱼呢英文说 tuna 量词应该怎么说呢其实呢学到这里呢你还要说 a tuna 吗一尾鲔鱼哦哎呀你可能家里就放不下了我们说呢 a can of tuna a can of tuna 一罐鲔鱼哦 can 呢就是罐头的意思所以呢 a can of tuna 就是一罐鲔鱼那假如说呢你是稀饭派的 ginari 假菜我们说呢 a jar of pickle 一瓶酱瓜 a jar of pickle 讲了这么多呢好像都没有说饮料要喝什么对不对所谓呢抽刀断水水更流液体呢是没有办法分成一个一个的这时候呢就更需要使用我们今天这种量词的说法了 May I have a glass of water 可以给我一杯水吗 May I have a glass of water 因为呢 water 是不可数的名词所以呢我们加上 a glass of 一杯那呢你也可以说呢 a glass of juice 至于茶或咖啡呢通常不是用 glass 玻璃杯装哦我们用另外一个字 cup cup 呢就是茶杯的意思所以呢 I had a cup of coffee this morning I had a cup of coffee this morning 我今天早上呢喝了一杯咖啡 a cup of coffee 或是呢 a cup of tea 就是呢一杯茶一杯咖啡那现在呢该吃的该喝的都结束了我们来点甜点A piece of cake, a piece of cake, 一片蛋糕。这句话呢，在英文里面有很简单、很轻松的意思，就跟今天的文法一样 ，a piece of cake, 干单啦。
Now that's exactly what happened in our introduction.、
Mm-hmm.
Now let's find out what happens next. The article says, "You quickly pick up the food in 5 seconds and eat it."
你呢很快的在五秒之内把那块食物捡起来然后吃掉 That's exactly what I was going to do、
mm-hmm.
To pick up something 捡起某物 I picked up my chip in 5 seconds 我刚才五秒内就捡起我的洋芋片了
Alright, so Elsie picked up the chip、mm-hmm. or lifted it up. We also saw the word second here which is a noun and is spelled S-E-C-O-N-D, second. Let's find out more about this word, though. So a second is something that measures time. There are 60 seconds in 1 minute. Let's use it in an example sentence. Billy can eat a hot dog in 30 seconds. One more time. Billy can eat a hot dog in 30 seconds.
Second.秒 There are 60 seconds in 1 minute 一分钟有60秒例句提到呢 Billy 可以在30秒之内吃掉一份热狗那这边跟同学们补充哦 Second 还有第二的意思我们从第一开始输入看 First 第一 Second 第二第三我们说 Third、So what's this 5 second rule?
Well the article tells us what this 5 second rule really is It saysThe 5 second rule says the food is safe to eat, right?
五秒定律也就是在五秒内捡起掉在地上的食物，代表食物是安全可以吃的，对吗？
Now, do you think the 5 second rule is true, Elsie?
Yes, and I even believe in 3 second rule. 三秒内捡起来应该也可以吧？What about you, Erin? What do you think?
Well, I used to, but now I think it's just kind of yucky. Let's find out, though. The article says, well, the rule is not completely true.
接着呢文章提到啊然而呢这个定律呢不全然是正确的
Now what does that mean? It's not completely true
你要了解这句话呢我们先看 completely 这个字它是一个副词代表完全地 So not completely true means not all true、
oh.
不全是正确的那如果我们把 completely 的字尾 ly 去掉我们看到 complete 它可以当作形容词完全的或者是动词也就是 finish 完成的意思
Okay, I get it now. So some parts are true and some are not.
Right.
Okay, next, the article tells us why. It says, bacteria can get on food right away when it drops on the floor.
好、oh, 文章这边告诉我们呢，当食物掉在地上的时候，细菌会马上跑到上面。
Now, it can be kind of hard to explain bacteria in English. Maybe you could help me out in Chinese.
No problem. Bacteria 是细菌的意思，它是一个复数形，单数我们说 bacterium, B-A-C-T-E-R-I-U-M,、mm-hmm. bacterium.
Okay, let's give an example of how this happens. The article says...Also, bacteria get on wet foods like watermelon faster.
哦、除此之外啊，细菌呢会更快地跑到像是西瓜等含水的食物上头。
Now let's check out this vocabulary word like. It's a preposition and it's spelled L-I-K-E, like. What does the preposition like mean though?When we use the preposition like, we mean it to say, for example. Let's use it in a sentence. Sports, like baseball and basketball, are popular in Taiwan. One more time. Sports, like baseball and basketball, are popular in Taiwan.I get it. We're using like here to show an example. Watermelon.
You're right. Like 在这边呢，不当动词喜欢用哦，我们当介系词，它是像的意思。举例的时候呢，可以使用，就等于 such as 这个片语。那例句提到呢，有一些运动，例如棒球和篮球，在台湾是很受欢迎的。
Now, what else is true about the 5-second rule? The article says...The surface of the ground also matters.
好、oh, 文章这边呢告诉我们地面也是很重要的哦。Why? 在我们往下看时呢先来搞定几个单字的用法吧。Surface 是表面的意思。The surface of ground, 地面。那我们在文章当中呢有看到一个动词 matter, 它是有关系的意思。当你觉得某事不重要没有关系的时候呢你可以说 it doesn't matter.、那 matter 本身也可以当名词用哦是事情的意思。
So we know bacteria can get on wet food faster, and that the surface or top of the ground is also important. But why?The article says, studies show bacteria move quickly from surfaces like tiles.
研究显示呢，细菌在像是瓷砖的表面上移动相当的快速。
Now let's look at this noun study, which is spelled S-T-U-D-Y, study.Now, a study is work that you do to find out more about a subject. Usually, there is a written report. Let's use it in a sentence. We could say, The doctors did a study on mice to test their new medicine. One more time. The doctors did a study on mice to test their new medicine.So studies are often work that scientists do, but Elsie can help explain a little bit more.
Study 呢在文章当中是名词的用法，代表研究。那我们用的是复数形，就去 y 加 ies 变成 studies。例句提到呢，医生为了测试他们的新药，在老鼠身上做了一项研究。To do a study on something 就是研究某物的意思。那当然 ，study 也可以当动词，就是我们熟知的研读或是研究的意思。For example, study English 读英文 ，study math 读数学。
Now we also saw that bacteria move faster on tiles. What does that mean?
Tiles 瓷砖。So is it because the surface of each tile is very smooth? 细菌能够移动的那么快，是因为瓷砖的表面很平滑吗？
That's right. The 5-second rule is not true if the food is wet and the floor is smooth and flat.
哦、oh, ，五秒定律呢，不适用于含水的食物和平滑的地面。
All right, now here's the important part. The article says bacteria are all around us, so it's better to be safe than sorry.
文章接下来告诉我们呢，细菌处处都是，所以还是小心为妙，安全第一。Better safe than sorry, 不怕一万，只怕万一，有备无患最重要。
So what should you do? When food touches the floor next time, put it in the trash, not your stomach.
所以咯，下次当食物碰触到地面的时候，把它丢到垃圾桶，而不是你的肚子里面。
Now let's look at our last word power word today, stomach, which is spelled S-T-O-M-A-C-H, stomach. So the noun stomach is the organ inside your body where food begins to be digested. For example, I ate something bad and now my stomach hurts. One more time. I ate something bad and now my stomach hurts. Look, Elsie, it's my stomach!
Oh, stomach, 肚子或是胃的意思。例句提到呢，我吃了某个不好的东西，现在肚子痛了。
Well, that's all the time we've got for today's 5-second rule article. Hopefully you've learned something, Elsie.
I learned that you are not getting any more of my chips, right?
Is that it?
No, I learned that it's also time for review time.
Okay.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Welcome to the AMC A+ English Game Show. I'm your host, Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay.
Erin, who turned off the light? Why is it so dark?
Well, I'm not sure, Elsie. I can see fine.
I can't even see anything.
All right, today we're going to play a special game called Categories.
Ooh. Okay, what is this game about?
Okay, well, I'm going to say a category.
Uh-huh.
For example, I will say food.
Uh-huh.
And you will need to say as many words as you can think of for food.
Okay, 所以呢，你会先说一个类别，然后我要针对这个类别说出单词给你听。Okay.
Okay, now, the trick is today that your categories will have to have word power words in them.
Oh.
So the more word power words you get, the more points you get too.
Oh, 如果我讲到我们的单字里面越多的话呢，这样我的分数就越高。Okay, I think I'm ready.
All right.
Are you ready?
I am ready. Okay, your first category is time.
我第一个这个类别是 time, 时间。All right, time.
Mm-hmm.
Time, 时间就是金钱 Time is money.
Minute. Okay, 1 point.
Hour.
2 points.
小时 And second. 秒
That's 5 points. You got our word power word today.
So how many points do I have now?
So right now you have 7 points.
7 points?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can I make it 10?
You can.
All right, how about day?
8 points.
How about week?
9 points.
How about millisecond?
Wow, 10 points.
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready for your next category?
Yes, I can't wait.
Okay, you've got 10 points.
Mm-hmm.
Your next category is body parts.
Body parts. 身体部位 Head.
1 point.
Shoulders.
2 points.
Knees.
3 points.
And toes.
4 points.
Nose.
5 points.
Mouth.
6 points.
Okay, what is the word in our word power word?
She needs our word power.
I'm thinking so hard.
Eyes? Not yet. That's 7 points, but you don't have the word power word yet.
Ah! What about this part? Tummy. Oh, we say stomach.
Stomach. 12 points in this round, Elsie. Very good. 22 points. Are you ready?
I'm so good.
All right. This category is a little bit harder.
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's find out. Your category is science.
Science.
Mm-hmm.
自然科学. I'm not good at science at all. All right. Science.
Mm-hmm.
Insects?
Okay, let's say insect is one.
哎呀，昆虫怪怪的，好像不是自然科学。Scientist,
okay,
科学家。
Two.
Is it about what scientists do?
Yeah.
Okay. Experiment? 实验。
Okay, that's three. We're still waiting for our work hour, though.
studies.
Oh, there we go, study.
Yeah, study, 研究.
Can you get up to 10?
Lab.
Okay, that's 9. There's one more science word from our article. Do you remember?
I don't really remember that, but I'll think about it. I'll think about it. Oh, I know. Bacteria.
All right, Elsie, that's 10 points.
Good job, Elsie.
Very good. So Elsie is leaving us today with 32 points on our AMC game show. Unfortunately, to get a prize, she needs 50 points. Maybe.
Why don't you tell me first?
Better luck next time. For A-plus English, I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Should you eat food off the floor?
A piece of food falls on the floor. You quickly pick up the food in 5 seconds and eat it. The 5-second rule says the food is safe to eat, right? Well, the rule is not completely true. Bacteria can get on food right away when it drops on the floor. Also, bacteria get on wet foods like watermelon faster. The surface of the ground also matters. Studies show bacteria move quickly from surfaces like tiles. Bacteria are all around us, so it's better to be safe than sorry. When food touches the floor next time, put it in the trash, not your stomach.
Second, Billy can eat a hot dog in 30 seconds. Billy can eat a hot dog in 30 seconds. Like, sports like baseball and basketball are popular in Taiwan. Sports like baseball and basketball are popular in Taiwan. Study. The doctors did a study on mice to test their new medicine. The doctors did a study on mice to test their new medicine. Stomach. I ate something bad, and now my stomach hurts. I ate something bad, and now my stomach hurts.